Yes, indeed. This is Julio Martinez, and I have the pleasure of talking to two local artists. And my first is a young lady whose play I had heard about at I Am a Theater, and I hope I pronounce this right, Ana La Madrid. Are you there?
Yeah, that's correct.
I was really interested in this play. It's The Oxy Complex, and it takes place in the imagined 500th day of quarantine. It's a dark comedy, and it's been filmed at Pico Playhouse, directed by Michelle Bozzi, and it's going to stream on demand March 21st through April 18th. So I was wildly curious. How do you imagine a time in the, well, I guess you would be imagining a time about 200 more days than today if we were still locked down in quarantine?
Yes. When I started to write this, I thought it would just be imagined, but you never know. it really is exploring, you know, with isolation and us being in quarantine, we're not really hugging people, touching people. And oxytocin is a hormone that gets released when we have physical contact from other human beings. And I really thought that it was a great place to explore what happens to us when we're deprived of that. How lonely it can be. And, you know, when you're left with no distractions, you kind of have to reckon with your past. So, it's following this woman's journey of trying to heal her past so she can have a better future.
Right. And this is another production from the very ambitious I Am a Theater. And it's in conjunction with their 2021 season. I talked to another young lady who directed a different play. She's another Latina last week. So this is fun. Now, the show itself was filmed, right? At IMA Theater?
At the Pico Playhouse.
Right. And so I got an idea because I saw a really interesting documentary on you on the Spectrum channel. It was very well done. Now, you're Venezuelan born and you're East Coast bred. Where are you from in New York? And where is it, New York?
I lived in many different places on the East Coast. I went to undergrad in North Carolina at UNC Chapel Hill. I lived in Atlanta for a little bit, and then I went to pursue acting and study in New York, and I stayed there for about 8 years before I went to grad school and then decided to move to L.A.
Since moving to L.A., you've managed to get into the acting industry that pays a little bit more money. You're in the Vida on Stars, Love, Victor on Hulu, Bless This Mess and Grey's Anatomy on ABC, and you were selected to participate in the ABC Discovers Showcase. I also noticed in 2016 you launched Put Me on Self-Tape, a self-tape and audition openings coaching studio in L.A.
Yeah, I keep busy. You know, we artists have to be multifaceted, and it's a really great way to continue kind of working my acting muscle when I get to help others put their auditions together. And we've developed a really wonderful community, and I'm really excited of, you know, where it's going.
Was Oxy Complex your first one-person show?
Yes, actually. I wrote a short version of it. It was a 15-minute exploration of this idea in grad school. My second year in grad school was actually an assignment. And back then, I was thinking about how technology was disrupting our biology, and online dating was making things really competitive, and women were feeling pressured to be intimate with guys much earlier than maybe they had in the past. And then oxytocin gets released, and then you get attached when maybe you're not really ready or should be attached to this person. So I was really interested in that experience, and you know, it's like coming from the inside. How do you stop it when this hormone just gets released, really without our consent, if you will? So that's what the initial piece was about. And then with 2020 and the quarantine, I was like, oh, well, what happens now when someone's going through withdrawal?
You created a fictional character, Viviana. And I was interested in how you describe it. The show is rooted in truth, drawn from personal experience and from other women I know. So did you base this on somebody else?
No, I mean, the character is very close to me. But I also, you know, women, we all talk and we all share our, you know, battle stories of trying to find love in this day and age. And so I've pulled a lot of inspiration from those stories. And so you adopt them to kind of fit within the dramatic arc of the show. But some of them are mine and some of them are my friends for sure.
Now that you have this show, now it's debuting March 21st. And I guess it'll run online through April 18th. Are you working on anything else?
I booked a small recurring for a Hulu pilot. So we are going to shoot that pilot probably in the next couple of weeks. And I'm launching a membership platform for online training for actors called The New Triple Threat. So, yeah, I'm staying busy. <You know.
laughs> I was curious, how did Put Me on Self-Tape go?
The company?
Yeah.
It's been going really great. You know, we were gaining a lot of momentum and then COVID happened. And so we kind of had to stop doing our in-person sessions. But it really opened up this avenue to create online courses and create an online community. And, you know, we've had actors working with us who are in Ireland and Australia and Canada. And it's really exciting to expand our reach and really help actors with the technical skills that they need now in order to make their self-tape and be competitive. So I'm really excited. I feel like timing is everything and it's all working out as it should, you know?
Yeah. Now, I was curious, are you a member of IAMA Theater?
Yes, I am. I've been a member for about 3 years.
I've been very interested in the product I've heard about and seen over the years. How would someone become involved in the theater?
Well, you know, you just kind of have to get involved and show up. I know right now it's tough because we're not meeting in person, but I went to one of the first shows when I first came to LA was an IAMA show, and I was, you know, like you, completely blown away by the quality of the work that they were doing and the stories that they were telling. And I just kept showing up. I understudied and then I, you know, did dramaturgy work for one of their plays. And eventually they invited me to be a part of the company. But, you know, it's just about really looking at how and when you can contribute to the organization. And, you know, we're always open to meeting new artists.
Yeah, there's one IAMA Theater production I was aware of you were in, Bess Wall's American Hero.
Oh, yeah, that was so fun. Did you see it?
No, I got the press release. I put it in my column, and I didn't get a chance to see it. I was sort of stuck having to write something else, so I didn't have a chance. But I'm anxious to see this, so I'm going to go online.
I'm so glad you are. You know, this is definitely an experiment. It's really hard to recreate a live theater experience on screen. So because of my work with Put Me on Self-Tape and, like, really understanding the technical aspect of camera, I wanted to lean in and, like, acknowledge that people are watching this on screen and creating a hybrid experience where it is theatrical, but I do use, you know, animation and pop-ups and all that stuff in order to make it more exciting for the viewer.
Now, how would someone see this? Is there a website that they go to?
Yeah, they can go to iamatheater.com. You can buy tickets there. You can also go to my website, anna-lamadrid.com, and you can get tickets there as well.
Great. I really look forward to this. I want to thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Julio. I appreciate it.
It makes me reaffirm that IMA Theater is really one of the more ambitious and successful young companies here in L.A., and I'm delighted at the Pico Playhouse. I've been following that theater for the last 30 years through its many names. So
yes, Micah Granda has done an incredible job of revitalizing the space, and we were very lucky to be working there.
Well, thank you again, and I look forward to your production.
Thank you. You'll have a good one.
Thank you.